Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
As bad as the Broncos loss was, or as bad as the Giants loss was to the Broncos last week, it was even worse for Cincinnati to blow that game to the Jets. But we'll get to that coming up at 11 o'clock. You know, you mentioned the referees. The caller brought that up before the game, before the break there, BT on the other side. The officiating was awful. And I agree that Dable should be ticked off, should have thrown that flag. The NFL does this far too often, where they want to use replay and try to get things right, but yet not all the calls are right. And that is another egregious bad call that did change the feel of the entire game. I'm not saying the Giants would have won, but certainly that was a call that went against them that should not have.
That was a joke. I mean, the selective nature of what could be reviewed and what can't is, it's just, I mean, it's mind-bendingly idiotic. We sit here every week and you don't even know the rules as a fan. Like, can you review that? Oh, wait, you can't? Oh, you can. Good. I mean, the tush-push play with Thibodeau was, I mean, that might be the worst call of the year. That was 100% Giant ball. End of discussion. I thought there was a bad call on Wandale Robinson when he was called for a block in the back. The neutral zone infraction, who was it on the Philly line, where they clearly move first and they call the penalty on the Giant, not even close. The Slayton touchdown, OPI, the guy was grabbing his wrist when he caught the ball. So, I mean, listen, it is a hard game to officiate. They're bigger and faster than they were when the game was invented. I get that. But yesterday really may have been the worst officiated game I've ever seen for any Jet or Giant game in my life. It was awful.
You think the league just wanted the Eagles to win?
No, I don't think that.
No, I don't think that.
I know some people think that. I know. I still don't think that. I just think these guys aren't that good.
It was 15 calls going the wrong way. Let's focus on the Kayvon Thibodeau one and the tush-push thing.
That's the big one.
Because they said that forward progress was stopped, which is why they blew it dead. And he can't be a fumble.
Mm-hmm.
If forward progress was stopped,
give me a whistle.
And he would have been short. He lunged forward on that second effort. So it's either, okay, if I'm Dable and I say, yeah, you're right. First of all, I didn't hear a whistle. But if it is forward progress stopped, look where he was stopped.
Mm-hmm.
He was stopped short. He extended on the second try. And that's when Thibodeau ripped the ball from him. So it's either got to be short or it's a fumble. Not what happened. That is such BS. I'm glad Dable was livid because that was right. Even though they're like, no, you can't challenge that. No, screw it. I'm challenging.
Yeah.
No, this is not right. This is not right. The league needs to do some apologizing. The problem is it changed the whole game. Again, I'm not saying the Giants would have won, and I'm not making excuses for it. You got to go out there and play the game regardless. But that is a blatant, horrible call that impacted the Giants in a negative way that should just not be allowed with the way that we have replay in the NFL today.
Here's what's so unfair about this. So any team that plays the Eagles, I don't know how much time they devote during the week to get ready for the tush push. Now, nobody stops it, but you devote a lot of time on film and trying to uncover some little crevice to get an advantage that all the other teams couldn't uncover. And here you are. Whatever was said during the week, you were coached up. Everybody was buttoned up. You did what your coaches told you to do that the entire league can't do. and you don't get rewarded for it. It's the height of frustration because they allowed him to treat the first down marker like the goal line.
Right.
We know this. This is basic stuff. If you reach over in the goal line and it gets knocked out, too bad. It crossed the plane, whether it's a tick, whether it's an inch of the football, the nose of the football, doesn't matter if it gets knocked out. Cross the plane, touchdown, okay? If it crosses the plane of a first down and your knee or elbow is not down, the play's still going, knocked out, loose ball.
Inexcusable. It's unacceptable. No apology is going to undo it and make it right. But the league has problems because you can't allow that to happen. There's no way that a call that bad should not be overturned by common sense, by replay, by looking at it. And by the way, that's not the only call. Like, you watch a lot of the NFL. Stuff like that happened. There was a play in the Buccaneers game where the guy returned a fumble to the house, but yet they blew it dead. It's like ridiculous. Mm. It's ridiculous. If you're going to have replay, make sure you get the calls right. And they still get it wrong all the time. And there's a lot of money being bet on this stuff. You know, the fandom obviously takes precedent over all that stuff. Giant fans don't care about the money bet on it necessarily, unless they're ones that had it. But It should not, you can't get these calls wrong that egregious when they're that obvious for everybody to see.
And watch this, and we'll get back to the calls here. But think about this. I promise you at some point today, I don't know who's going to drop the first tweet about it, but we will read today at some point on social media, the NFL reached out to the Giants and they alerted the Giants that they messed up the call. Fantastic. What's it do for me now? Nothing.
Yeah, Dable might lose his job because of some of those bad calls.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Chris is calling from Harlem. What's up, Chris?
Hey, Chris.
Yo, Chris. Hey, what's up, guys? You caught me off guard. I didn't think he was going to come so early. But
what's up, Chris?
It's my first time calling, and I think Dable got to go. He's had enough talent. He's had superstars, a budding superstar in the quarterback. He's got a running back now. He got Malik Nabers last year. He had a nice offensive line, and he still can't work. He still can't win the game, even when he's winning in the fourth quarter. I just think it's enough, and we need, like, an experienced coach. We got some nice young players that I think an experienced coach could come in. Sorry, I'm walking by the highway.
I got you.
An experienced coach could come in and help these guys, you know, develop and win ball games, because that's what it's about. It's about winning. And, like, the preparation, it doesn't look good.
Well, Chris,
the team,
Chris, real quick, bud, the pushback, we got to let you go there. It's a little fuzzy. The pushback, for those of you who would say what Chris just said, well, you have to at least be fair and say, hey, he's looked pretty good working with Jackson Dart. And really, that's probably the most important calculus of the season. No matter what you think or no matter what I think, and I'm long ago on the record with Brian Dable, I mean, ownership is going to look at this union, and so far it has been successful. I mean, every week the Giants are scoring points. I mean, guys, don't forget, and they would have scored more yesterday if the refs weren't so horrendous, not even the Thibodeau play, but the Slayton play, which should have been basically a 70-yard touchdown. That's the biggest difference, and that's why the optics of the season feel different, because they're scoring with more frequency. And when you score, you look less lethargic. But to what Sal said to start the show, got two wins again.
Yeah, but they keep losing. Right. So I'm not going to disagree. Obviously, the offenses look significantly better with Jackson Dart. However, then why aren't they winning games? I mean, they're 2-3. And one of those losses include a horrific loss in Denver that you should never lose when you have the lead that they did. And one was to the Saints. Even though they moved the football all day, they turned it over five times. So, like, it can't just be, well, like, I could give them, and I did. It happens with a rookie quarterback, rookie running back, and Scatterboo fumbled as well, losing a game to the Saints. You don't expect that, but that's the NFL. That happens. You can't have that on top of what happened in week two, on top of then what happened in week seven. Those are three games that they lost, all three of those games. And you can make an argument that they should have won at least two of those three, if not all three. That can't happen. So I don't want to hear about how he works together with Jackson Dart. That's great. They continue to lose. You got to figure out how to win some of these games.
But this is why these calls drive me nuts yet. Now, again, I don't know if the refs actually do their job better. Does Scatterboo get hurt? I don't know. Do they score a touchdown when Thibodeau strips it away from Jalen Hurts? I don't know. Do they win the game if the Slayton touchdown stands? I don't know. But it's probably it's definitely a lot more competitive. And that's why I asked you at the start of the show. Like, if they would have lost by a last-second field goal yesterday, is it a little different? And I think in some ways it should be, even though I'm not in the business of giving out.
I would say no. Myself.
Okay, and I think a lot of people would agree with that. I'm not in the business of giving out style points. I'm not, for a loss. You either win or you lose. But to be fair to the coach, you did just beat the Eagles, and if you're a loser, they are the defending champions,
right.
And you lose by three in Philly?
No, but
I got to look at that as some sort of progress myself.
To me, it's not that they lost this game. It's that their record, they needed to make up for the horrific Denver loss by shocking the world and winning this game. Tough task, sure, but that's what I needed to see. A loss is a loss. Either way, they were going home 2-6, and they should not be 2-6. So it's less about them getting pasted or losing to the Eagles.
Yep.
I don't care if they lost a close game again, I'd be saying you can't lose these games. Like, maybe even worse, losing another close game. You know what I'm saying?
It's about the
overall record.
I still don't like the roster. These are deeper issues, man. Now Flott's banged up, which means the rest of the secondary is jacked up, and you're not stopping the run. I'm going to keep saying this until somebody actually gives me an answer. I'd like to know if Dexter Lawrence did anything this offseason. He looks slow, he looks heavy, and he looks out of shape. And I said last week, Dexter Lawrence is stealing money, and I'm going to say it again. Dexter Lawrence is stealing big money.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.